right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore.
Core Blimey, it's Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. We got a bit of a special show today because it's a bit of a history lesson. 20 years ago today was the beginning of the second war in Iraq, not that first one. This is for the underground heads. This was worldwide, wall-to-wall coverage, and everyone was in favor of it, except for those who weren't, including a lot of people who lived there. And you know what? It was a great big old disaster, and I will cop to it. I initially supported it, but I was a stupid teenager, and I was in high school, and I didn't know any better, so what's your excuse? And we will be looking at some protest songs from the Bush era, specifically those from the Rock Against Bush compilation, which is unfairly maligned, but we'll get that to that at a later point in the show. We'll also be looking at the larger history of the modern popular protest song, which is more limited than you think, because worldwide, easy purchase of recorded music really didn't come about until, say, the 1920s, 1930s, and the first where you get after that is World War II, and of course there's no anti-World War II songs, and then the lack of anti-war songs easily bleeds over into the Korean conflict. So it wasn't until Vietnam that you got artists speaking their mind about a very, let's say, bad war. So you only have popular protest songs from late 60s to today in their various shapes and forms and across genres. And we're going to get things started with a number against destructive acts in general. And it's used as the theme song to the Indispensable podcast, Blowback, whose first season was about the war in Iraq. And I'm also going to send this one out to my friend Charlie. It's his birthday. Happy birthday.
It's up to you not to heed the call of Johnny sang the truth to me on a northbound train from Nashville, Tennessee. Taught me all the letters in a loan. Sang, freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. Received your invitation to the war. I sent it back, so please don't send no more. I'd rather feather rot in some jail all alone. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. If I have to ride this train 100 years, and all I have to drink is my own tears, I'll not kill for you or on my own. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. Governments and politicians too, there's lots of people feel the way we do. 100 million of us can't be wrong. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm.
And that's Lee Hazelwood with No Train to Stockholm from the soundtrack to the documentary Cowboy in Sweden. Lee Hazelwood was a folk singer who wrote songs for Nancy Sinatra. He wrote These Boots, and they also sang on some songs together. And when it came to Vietnam, he was worried that his son would be drafted, so he moved the family to Sweden. Before that, The Clash, The Call Up from Sandinista. And at the start, we had Time Zone with Africa Bambaataa and John Lydon, known to some as Johnny Rotten, with World Destruction. And at the very start of it all, we had I Ain't Marching Anymore by the one and only Phil Oakes. And this show is focusing on different samplings of the American, the English-speaking anti-war song as it exists. There has been protests against wars for as long as there have been human beings making wars, but in recorded music and the ability to purchase recorded music, that really didn't take off until Vietnam, because no one was going to protest World War II, and the good times from that bled over to widespread support, more or less, for the Korean conflict. But Vietnam is where it changed, and that's where you hear that in Lee Hazelwood. But when it came to the Iraq War, which started 20 years ago tonight, there was an attempt, to use proper grammar, to mobilize punk and alternative musicians against the election of George W. Bush, and to also register disapproval, to put it lightly, of the war in Iraq. And it was the Rock Against Bush compilation albums put together by Fat Mike of NOFX on his label Fat Records. You get it. And there were... certainly a time capsule. A lot of great songs and great artists on there. So I picked out three. We get things started with a number by the late and lamented World Inferno Friendship Society.
What America do I live in if not this one? Where they think they're exporting, it's not me. This land is my land, wherever I stand. Only that money belongs to thee. Rights, the life strangler of the word free. Liberty and airport in Norcan. Towers don't need to be free. You drop the inequality, something nice, the high-end catalog never sent to a line so big. Oh, this land is my land, wherever I stand. But God has made, let no man live, let no man live. Rhetoric that you're stuttering must be the opposite to you than it does to me. You're being scared or confused is a part of freedom. Is that you wanted me to get out of that speech? Is there another America one I live in? And then why do I get there to be? This land is my land, and you should understand that when you say we. We'll be right back. protect or represent me. This land is my land, for where I stand, outside the gated communities, I can see that no matter what I live in, and what that is for to me. This land is my land, wherever I stand, I'm seeing the funny papers. I'm
three from the Immortal Rock Against Bush anti-war compilation. We started off with World Inferno, Friendship Society, The Expatriate Act. Then we had The Offspring with Baghdad, and that was the Soviets with Paranoia, Cha-Cha-Cha, which was also released on their third LP, fittingly titled LP3, and that was also on Fat Records. And let's see, special thank you to my friend Matt Baskin, friend of the show, Matt Baskin, for getting me a copy of the Rock Against Bush soundtrack a few years ago. Maybe it was like 1 or 2 years ago, but anyway, it brought this very important compilation back to my conscious, where it had just been lurking in the background, and now it's for you to listen to. Now let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And let's see, more news you can use. Let's talk about shows of note. If you went to see Time and Place at the Midway Cafe on Friday night, then you will get extra credit on the final exam. And speaking of Time and Place, they have two more shows coming up. April 5th at the Silhouette Lounge with Matt Charette, Linnea's Garden, and Lobo Hombre. 21 plus show, $10 at the door, and I'll be at 8 p.m. And then on April the 22nd, Time and Place will be at Fields West Alston with Lenny Lashley's Gang of One, Centrist Class Traitor, and Already Dead. And other friend of the show, Daphne Blue Underworld, will be has two shows on the books. April 1st at Paul's Place in the North Shore, and Ashawn, Lions and Lavender, and Bloom Theory are also on the bill. And then on April 7th at Jordan's Jungle in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Lauren will be playing an instrumental set. And closer to home, and by closer to home I mean Somerville, tonight at the Rockwell, Your Friends in Hell, Thou Merciless Graves, and Squally Green Thumbs will be getting together for a spooky aquatic burlesque show known as Descent into the Underworld, put on by Thou Merciless Graves. It's at the Rockwell. It's at 7 o'clock, and you should go. And finally, earlier this year? Indeed, I believe it was. Tosca Restaurant in Brighton had a flamenco series, and it was such a success, they've decided to do the thing again. And this time, it'll be Grammy winner Nino de los Reyes doing four shows in 2 days at Tosca Restaurant in Brighton on Comm Ave. That's right, four shows in 2 days. Monday, April 3rd, and Tuesday, April 4th, there'll be shows at 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m., $35, and it's reservations only, so put in that call right now, because they sold out last time when Isaac de los Reyes, brother of Nino, did two shows, and I was at one of those shows. It was quite a treat, so if you don't go, you are, in fact, missing out. So contact Tosca Restaurant in Brighton. Moving right along, we're going to keep the anti-war theme going with one of the, I've spoken of the limited history of the popular anti-war song as we know it, but this next artist has been protesting just about every war that's been following within that realm, from Vietnam through Panama, Grenada, Libya, both Iraqs and Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Joan Baez.
All the weary mothers of the earth will finally rest. We'll take their babies in our arms and do our best. When the sun is low upon the field, to love and music they will yield. And the weary mothers of the shall see.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man'll be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man'll be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Suntan surfer boys and the California girls. When the lights go out in the rest of the world, what do our cousins say? They're playing in the sun and having fun, 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 till daddy takes the gun away. From the big church to the big river and out to the shining sea, this is the land of opportunity, and there's a monkey trial on TV. While outside another nation is sleeping in the streets. Don't tell me the out-out story, tell me the truth is
time. Is the man in the mask or the Indian? An enemy or a friend of mine? And their faithful girls. Listen to the voice of the soldier down in the killing zone, talking about the cost of living and the price of bringing him home. They're already shipping the body bags down below the Rio Grande. But you can fight for democracy at home and not in some foreign land. And the fight of the right United States since wine, the fight of us all. The incident at Chernobyl proves the world we live in is very small. And the cities of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them. Omaha will burn with them. Los Alamos will burn with them.
Billy Bragg with Help Save the Youth of America from Talking with the Taxman About Poetry, which he subtitled The Difficult Third Album. Before that, we had Pete Seeger, Waist Deep in the Deep Muddy, from the cheekily titled Waist Deep in the Big Muddy and Other Love Songs, and Joan Baez, Weary Mothers, from 1972's Come from the Shadows. Now that Pete Seeger song, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, with the big fool dead and gone, that was a reference, of course, to Lyndon Johnson, present during Vietnam. And Pete Seeger had had a difficult career up until this point. He had played with Woody Guthrie and had found great success with the Weavers. And just as the Weavers were, reaching a commercial crossover peak with Goodnight Irene, well, the McCarthy stuff happens, and Pete Seeger is blacklisted, and he has to make a living playing at kids' summer camps out in the Catskills, public television, you know, any place where that would let him play. But he was finally booked on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the late 60s, and when the network heads heard that he was being playing the song, they said, absolutely not, and the Smothers Brothers held their ground, and he came on the air, and it revived his career. Moving right along, I was going to play Universal Soldier by Donovan, but I don't think I have time to do that, so I'll just go into Cake with a Black Sabbath cover.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction.
Just like
this world stops turning. As you hear the bodies burning, no more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour,
you're toting, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Only love can come. lines, picket signs. But don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Oh, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh,
reading from Back to Front, we started off with Cake, War Pig is a cover of Black Sabbath, and then we had the Minutemen with The Big Stick from Three Way Tie for last, their final album with Dee Boone, Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction, and this is, of course, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On Live at the Kennedy Center Auditorium in Washington, D.C., 1972. And tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. It'll be back to regular business. And also want to say hi to Zoe. My niece was born this past week, but we're on that next week. And I'm going to leave you now with, of course, Mr. One and Only Edwin Starr. Oh.